I'll be very brief, but there are just a few announcements that we do need to make. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for being here tonight. We'll let another good crowd this evening. There are actually 500 chairs up in the auditorium, and I would judge that probably at least 400 people are here. There are a few vacant seats here and there, but that's been the case every night. Our crowd has been about this same size every night, and we certainly appreciate everybody being here, but that's really not good enough. Next year, we want to make it better than that. Let's make sure that between now and next year, we do everything we can to invite and encourage people to come and attend this meeting. The Fossil Creek Congregation will host the meeting again next year, and it will be hosted right here in this same building. And we hope you'll make your plans now to be here. And I would like to encourage people here from various congregations to go back home and tell the people there what kind of meeting it is and encourage them to come and enjoy the singing and the fellowship, the association, as well as the good preaching we've had. We've had a number of preachers that have participated in this meeting this year, and the Lord willing, the same will occur again next year. So you make your plans to come back and be with us at that time. You could never be at a better place than among the people of God, singing praise to the name of God and studying His inspired word. I want to thank the Fossil Creek Brethren for all their help and their encouragement. And I want to thank all the preachers that have driven and traveled thousands of miles to come here and be a part of this meeting. It means a great deal to me personally. It means a great deal to the brethren here at Fossil Creek, as well as to the people who have gathered each evening and listened to you preach the gospel. We've had some wonderful preaching this year by some men of faith and courage who have given us part of their study and their learning. Now, there are just a few brief announcements that I'll make, and then we will have a final song and the dismissal prayer. I've been asked to mention the things that are out here on the tables. The CD is out there. Brother Kevin Presley produced that CD, and what that is, it is a collection of the songs in our new songbook. And sometimes, brethren, have difficulty singing some of the new songs, and so Kevin got a group together, and they went through one verse of a great number of these new songs in the new songbook that was just published 2 or 3 months ago. And if you'd like to get a copy of that, you can do so, and it will help you and perhaps others in your congregation learn some of those songs. There also is a book out there called Down Memory Lane, which is a songbook that was published after the death of Linwood. It contains several hundred of his songs that he has written. Many of you may not know, but during his lifetime, Linwood wrote over 800 songs. And this is just one book that has, I think, probably a little more than 200 of those songs in there. And if you'd like that for a keepsake, you can certainly have it. There's also a book out there by Steve Bowen that you might be interested in. And I think there's still about 5 or 6 of my latest book out there, Footprints on the Sands of Time. Anything you're interested in, you can see to that after we're dismissed. Are there any announcements that anybody has to make? Any announcement any brother has to make? If not, I want to thank you again for being present at this meeting and encourage you to tell others about it. Pray for the meeting. Most of all, I would like to encourage you to pray for the church. Pray for people today who are doing their very best to preach what is right and live what is right, and ask the Lord to bless us in the years that lie ahead. We certainly have a formidable opponent. I don't know of any time, at least in my life, and this may be common, I guess, but I don't know of any time in my life, at least, where it seems that the devil is demonstrating more power than he is right now. And the devil is certainly loose in the world, it seems to me, running around and doing his evil deeds in the lives of people and in the lives of churches, in the lives of congregations. And we need to guard against that, and we need to summon all the powers that heaven has available for us in standing fast in the faith and adhering to the will of God. We'll now have a final song and then be dismissed.